Madam Chair, I would like to welcome the high-level delegation of Nepal to this dialogue and also to express how pleased I am to be able to benefit from the expertise, leadership, and guidance of Mrs. Bandana Rana. We commend the State Party for the legislation and policies already enacted in the field of employment. Among them are the Labour Act, which applies to informal sectors and domestic workers and provides for equal pay for work of equal value. Also the Social Security Act, which applies to employees in informal sectors and to those who are self-employed. And also the 5-year Strategic National Action Plan until 25 on formalization for moving the informal labor market to the formal sector. In this context, there are still significant disparities in labor indicators between women and men. Female employment to population ratio is 25.4 percentage points lower than the male ratio. This indicator, as well as the persisting horizontal and vertical gender segregation in the labor market, were not sufficiently addressed by the State Party, despite the recommendations of the committee in its previous concluding observations. Women as a whole have lower employment status than men. Relatively few women are estimated as employees or employers, and their share is more prominent in informal and vulnerable employment. From the report, we see that the government encourages temporary employment for women with children with care responsibilities, instead of putting the emphasis on full employment of women and sharing care work. These disparities are due also to factors as rigid attitudes and prejudices about the roles of women and men, especially in some regions and communities, and also to the women's disproportionate share in unpaid work. 85% of the daily unpaid and caregiving work is actually implemented by women. My questions are about labor market and the work family-life balance. What measures have been taken to address the low representation of women in the workforce, in particular in formal employment and leadership positions? Please provide information on the level of gender pay gap and the additional measures of the State Party against horizontal and vertical occupational segregation. And also please provide timeline for ensuring fully paid maternity leave for women in all sectors. Please elaborate further about the concrete measures to evaluate the unpaid work of women committed by the 16th five-year plan, 2024-2028. Are enhanced provisions for equal sharing of care work for women and men envisioned, namely by introducing legislation on parental leaves or father's leave? Is sensitization work with private companies included? And is information and measures for fighting gender stereotyping and prejudices included in the plan? An additional persisting problem is the mandate ban for labor migration imposed on women, mentioned also by my colleague Ms. Detmeyer, to go abroad for domestic work. The restrictions mentioned by my colleague and preconditions imposed oblige women to have recourse to illegal labor migration and increase the risk really for their exploitation and abuse. Labor migration is male-dominated and sex-segregated. Women make only up to 10-11% of migrant workers, and this impacts negatively social norms and the economic autonomy of women. My question is, to provide the timeline to remove, I would go further, to ask you for the timeline to remove the ban and preconditions for women going abroad for domestic work. This is an issue of respect to their fundamental right to work and free choice of profession and occupation and direct discrimination under CEDAW, so the respective provisions have to be repealed. Please provide information on the protection measures for women from online violence and harassment at all stages of migration and about services at local level of the State Party insured for women returning from work abroad. The State Party reports about the enactment of Sexual Harassment Workplace Act and that the chief district officer of the concerned district has the authority to initiate the proceedings and adjudicate the complaint against workplace sexual harassment, and that there are no cases of sexual harassment reported. This is in the State Party's replies. When will the State Party amend the law and ensure access to justice for women victims of sexual harassment through a procedure of direct access to court for them and through the provision of legal aid? You have also the crime of sexual harassment in the penal code. Do you have information how many cases, please give information how many cases were prosecuted in the last 2 years and how many convictions were issued? And when the state party will include informal sector in the definition of workplace? And my final question goes to the respect of diversity and also the protection of all women in the labor market and encouraging them. What measures are envisaged to ensure equal opportunities for women and girls and address the specific needs of persons with disabilities and other vulnerable groups in the digital economy? Thank you.